happening, you guys, it's happening! Oh my god! Oh my god! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at TallCanAudio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new episode of Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Matt over here, Rob over there. What's going on tonight, man?
You wouldn't believe it, Matt. I've had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah?
I decided
a lot of people have.
Yeah, well, mine's slightly different, I think. I decided I'd cut the grass. I wanted to wait. It's been so hot here.
Yep.
I didn't want to cut it in the middle of that heat wave and then just have whatever grass I had left get scorched.
We're having a heat wave.
So I let it grow.
Tropical heat wave.
And it's all right, man. Then I decided yesterday I'm going to cut it. But I had also recently, as I said on a previous show, hooked up the pool.
Yes.
Dutifully coiled up whatever wire, you know, was extra, but failed to secure it to the deck and left it in the grass. And then immediately went and ran over said.
Oh, boy.
Pool.
Oh, dear.
Pump cord.
Yep. Oh, boy. That's going to cost you.
Yeah. Fuck. Honestly, just got the chemicals to it. Just got the settings on the pool to where I want it. And honestly, because I ran over the part that was coiled, there's like 40 pieces of this cord.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm crazily lucky I didn't get electrocuted too. This is...
I remember being 12, 13 maybe, and I'm on the old wheel horse. It was like a 1959 rioting tractor mower we had. And I dug it. I didn't mind out cruising around. But we had an above ground pool as well. And so it had a big, long hose that ran off the side to... you know, whatever. And I, same thing one day, just blah, right over top of it. And it didn't cut in half. It just wound over and over and over around the blade as it, so yeah, you stop and now there's just, you know, rubber and everything tied all over this thing. And so, yeah, we shortened the hose up by a good, probably 10 feet going by it. Cause obviously then you did have to get in and cut it out.
Of course.
And several feet, you know, from the end, there was like sprinklers, right? We still used the short hose for a while, but it would just be spraying out all over the place from the places where the fucking hose has been destroyed, man. So
dad come running out, rubbing his forehead, slapping yours, rubbing his forehead, slapping yours. Ah,
stupid.
Oh god. See, this is what happened when I delegate.
Yep.
Only I'm old now and I got nobody to slap but myself.
Be like, yeah, well, that's true. I'm like, all right, I guess you're right, Dad. I guess I'll have to go back downstairs and play some more GoldenEye while you take over.
This seems like a job for Dad.
What are you drinking today, man?
I'm going with rum and coke.
Okay.
It's the end of a weekend. I've had a couple of pints. I just felt like I needed something with a little uptick.
So I had a few of those last night, and we'll get to that. Today, I'm into, I had another no-contact delivery from one of our local guys, although they're not that local, way out in Carlton Place, I believe. Like you guys, out in the boons.
Yeah.
The Stalwart Brewing Company.
Oh, see, I've had the stout. I believe I've had this.
Okay, well, that's what I'm holding here.
Okay, well, I'm interested.
I ordered 6 of the stout. 6 of the porter. I'm going to try the porter later this week on Tall Can Sports. And there was, you know, most of these have like a minimum, like you have to
get
this much to get the free delivery, and that's fine. So I needed a few more, and so I tried, I've got a pale ale as well that I haven't gotten to yet, but it's called Big Papa. So
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Exactly, man. So we'll get to that. As we move through some of these shows, but this is called, the Bad Moon Rye Stout from, the Stalwart Brewing Company. And I gotta tell you, man, as I'm looking at this, it seems like a lot of breweries have something called the Bad Moon. Like, it just feels like a common name. It's not always a stout necessarily, but the Bad Moon feels like something I've had a few times, even if it's not from this brewery.
Okay, I don't think I've ever had one. I think you're totally out there on an island, Matt.
That's fair. So this is a Bad Moon Rye Stout from the Stallworth Brewing Company. It's a 6.5, the porter that we're going to have on Tall Can Sports. It's about a 7.6, so they're making some big boy beers out there in Carlton Place.
And everybody's leaning that direction now, eh? Everybody's beefing up the ABVs on their beers.
Ooh. No, this is fantastic.
Okay, first pull is a thumbs up.
Loving it on the first pull.
So. See, I had a double hopped IPA from Ridge Rock called Little Tiles on Friday.
Okay.
That bad boy rolls in at 6.9.
Yeah.
and I had it in the 1 liter crowler. So.
Right. Yeah. So, good night.
Yep. Woo! Rob was like a barrel of monkeys. Everyone was loving it.
Upon first go here, and I got it. So to get to my limit or whatever, I wanted six of the stout and six of the porter. Like I said, I was a couple short, and so I went with three of the pale ale, and that put me over the limit. And so they showed up in, you know how they come like capped, right? Normally in fours or whatever. Just kind of held together that way. And so I'm counting them out at the end. I'm like, there's eight in this one and eight in this one. Did they give me a free beer? Do I got a bonus beer in here? I only bought 17 beers.
That's how it should be, Matt.
And so there is another one in there. And we will get to that one down the road a little bit. But it was, so at the time that I'm counting these out and I'm putting them in the fridge, I'm on the phone with a friend of ours. And we were talking about, and this will be a theme of the show, how maybe I'm never happy, right? Maybe I'm never content. And I went immediately from, hey, they gave me a free beer, to, oh, it better be one of the good ones.
Like, you better not charge me for this.
Well, it wasn't even the charge. Like, at least that and a gone, all right, like, they must, well, I still wouldn't have been thrilled. But, you know, if they'd have charged me for an extra one of the one that I'd bought six of, they, whatever. But this was, like I said, I just went very quickly from, hey, there's a free beer in here, to, well, it's probably not the one I wanted. But it's free, you jackass. Yeah.
Right? Well, this is very much where Matt gets his Eeyore moniker from.
Yeah, no, there is absolutely.
Oh, dear.
There is something.
Got
to
a
that.
Free beer in here.
But it's not the one I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Free beer, Matt. Free sex, free pizza. We don't say no. Well, it's a two out of three.
Right.
Sometimes we have to say no to the free pizza.
For sure. We would be remiss, I think. Well, I guess, first of all, you can give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Tall Can Audio. We haven't mentioned that. Facebook.com/Tall Can Audio. And make sure you give us a follow wherever you're listening to this, or a subscribe, whatever they call it on your podcast app of choice. It's been a crazy weekend, man. And I guess it started almost a week ago to me with Amy Cooper. I don't know if you caught that crazy broad in the park in New York. And she's walking her dog without a mask, and she's got no leash on the dog. And so there's a black man there who says, you're supposed to have your dog leashed in this area. And now she's coming at him, and he's telling her, you know, keep your distance. At this point, this is a week ago. Like, this is how crazy the world moves at this point. We're worried about the pandemic still a week ago. He's like, stop coming closer to me. Right. Like, stop coming closer to me. Stop whatever. And he's recording her because she's not following the law and whatever. So she keeps saying to him, and it's all on video, I'm going to call the cops on you, and I'm going to tell them that an African-American man, or I'm going to tell them that a black man is harassing me. And she clearly knows the threat that that is, right? When the cops get involved with a black, and this is before everything else that goes down. And that is clearly a threat when you, and he has her on video calling 911 and saying a black man is making me feel unsafe. You're like, oh Jesus. Right. And I think most weeks that would have been a big story.
Yeah.
But within 48 hours, maybe less than that, we have George Floyd. I'm sure at this point, everybody knows the story. We don't need to explain exactly what happened, I don't think, but it set off a wave that I'm not sure we've seen before. And you and I traded a couple of texts this morning, whether or not we should address this, and I'll just lay it out there for the good listener. It's a couple of white guys in Canada weighing in on something very complicated, very entrenched in society, at a time where people like us probably need to be listening more than talking. But at the same time, it seemed ridiculous that we were going to have a show and pretend this wasn't happening, or, you know, it's a weekend of rioting across America. There's protests, there's rioting, there's infiltration from crazy groups that are trying to fuck things up and make it look worse than it is. And, you know, that aren't actually part of the protest, just taking advantage of the situation. You have a president who's fanning the flames. This, I think if this was like an isolated incident in a couple of cities after one more kind of, I don't know, event, you and I may have left this alone, but this one feels different.
Well, and you know what? It's as I said to you, right? I'm not sure if we got a whole show on this.
Right.
But we would absolutely be remiss if we didn't talk about it. And I want to start with, yeah, a president who was going to lead off with saying, you start looting, we start shooting. Yeah. That is the least presidential thing I think I may have ever heard, in a time when you want to be calling for calm, mm-hmm. whether it's deserved or not. And I, like you, Matt, I struggle with the idea of two white Canadians, who've never faced any kind of oppression or, prejudice. But I think, Matt, we need to stop thinking that way. Because what happens is, and it's funny, of all places, I saw a tweet from Logan Couture,
yep.
San Jose Sharks, who said, you know, he maybe has never said a racist thing. He maybe doesn't feel racist thoughts, but he knows for sure in his hockey career that he's turned a blind eye, yeah. or he has laughed uncomfortably, to go along with, you know, to get along, and he's saying, yeah, at some point that makes you complicit,
yep.
right? If you don't say, hey, that's not right, or hey, I don't agree with that, or that doesn't make me feel good when you say that, I think that's what people like you and I, who come from white bread, middle class families, right? Who have been lucky to be born into the families and the places in the world where we are. But yeah, people have to stop saying, yeah, I don't really have a say in this, or I can't really say, because I think people like us, if there's going to be change, have to make a stance.
I think that's true.
Have to have a stance.
I do believe that's true. But I think there's a lot of people that would tell you our role in this right now should be to listen more than talk. And that makes for a bad podcast.
For sure. Talking to the wrong cats there.
Right. I'll be honest. I'm going to throw it down here because I don't know if it was. I'm hoping it was at least 10 years ago. It won't make it right, but it would allow me to feel like I've grown a little. I don't know if it was that far back. I was an all lives matter guy. And all that means is I was missing the point. And when I first started hearing the term Black Lives Matter, I found it antagonistic, right? Like, you're trying to center yourselves. And now as I said, yeah, they were, and for good fucking reason. And I don't know if it was, I certainly stopped having that stance long before this weekend in terms of being annoyed by that term. But I don't know that I ever totally, I guess I stopped being annoyed by it. I started understanding it more and more, but it was never presented to me quite so clearly as it was, A, with the George Floyd video, and then with what we saw all weekend. And I think now I have a better grasp of the idea that all lives don't matter until Black Lives Matter, right? Like, we can't have that shitty oversimplification until we solve the one that's most oppressed, right? Most fucked up. And you keep seeing people that are saying, like, if you want to fix it, just get out and vote. They're having their voting rights changed every fucking election, right? And then this, we're closing the poor parts of town, the precincts, right? You're going to have to go to other places, right? Like, or not the precincts, but the voting locations and the... It's not that simple, right? And I do think that that is the I guess the part of it that I'm head struggled with in terms of whether or not we should do this show was whether or not we should just listen, right? But
yeah,
I was pushed by this weekend. I do think it's time to, you have to, it's not enough to just not be racist. You have to be anti-racist.
That's right. You can't normalize it in any way. And we talk about it, the idea, the concept that, well, I would tell an off-color joke, and you say, well, I would never say that in front of a black guy because I don't really feel that way. I'm saying it for effect. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is normalizing it.
Yep.
The whole Black Lives Matter, I don't think questions the idea that all lives matter.
No, it doesn't.
What it's saying is, yeah, we understand white lives matter because we see it all the time.
Yeah.
What we're seeing on a regular basis is that black lives don't matter, apparently.
That's right. That's right.
And so it's not putting myself above you. It's trying to put myself on the same...
That's right.
On the same level as you. And I don't think everybody always understood that. And I'm not even sure I did.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, I think there's a certain amount of... You have to own this before you can... And I know there was a point where I just found the Black Lives Matter, the name, the title, like everything. I was never anti-black person. I just found that movement or that title to be all right. Like, yeah, all lives matter. Well, no, they don't until we solve this one. Like, this is the, and someone put it in way better English than I'm doing right now on Twitter that said, you know, think about the fire department. Do you want them spread so thin that they're just keeping an eye on these all houses to make sure none of them catch fire? Or do you want them to go put out the fucking fire that's lit now, right? Like, and to me, that was it's a simplification, but some of us need that, right? Well, like,
you got to dumb it down sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I think what we saw this weekend was much different than what we saw, whether it was after Charlottesville or, like, there's been other
moments.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, and you know what the sad part is, Matt? There's too many of them for you to start.
Yeah.
They blur together, right? Yeah. In terms of these acts of violence and the thing that happened in just outside St. Louis, Greenville. That's only a couple years ago, right?
I thought, no, it's Ferguson, isn't it?
Ferguson, Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, those sorts of things, they happen and happen and happen. And you have that Amy Cooper, you have that sort of thing going on and you're like, I don't know at what point people get the idea that it's bigger than just, I'm going to stick it to you.
Yeah. I don't know where to go here, man. Like, this is a complicated one. It's so entrenched in American society. We're not above it here in Canada. I do think it's not as bad here, but it is here. You're seeing across the world. There was a march on Sunday in Berlin. There was one in London, all against, American.
Did you see Angela Merkel?
I didn't.
So German leader, and now it was a minute and a half clip of her speaking in German. So I'm not going to
wonder. I'm
not going to. But the gist and the thing you need to take away from what she said is in response to all this is a leader needs to be a leader, right? And the way you behave, other people know to take their cues from that, right? And so to me, that's a direct shot right across the bow of the orange-headed goblin who runs the country to the south of us.
Because Saturday morning, Trump is on Twitter saying, you know, the Friday night thing, they never got close to us. The Secret Service loves this, right? And we got these dogs and they're vicious and they would have taken them out if they'd have gotten any close. And then he tweets out something like, so is tonight MAGA night, right? Like Make America Great Again night. So he's, and they asked him about it in a press conference later. Like, are you calling your people? Like, I don't know. I was just curious. Like, is tonight the night that the other side, he's calling them to confrontation in front of the, you, instead of de-escalating,
yeah,
right, he's fanning the flames. And this is one of, and it's one of the top plays in the fascist handbook. Create chaos and then tell your side, I'm the only one capable of ending this chaos, right? Like, and...
That's been his playbook from the beginning.
For sure.
I'm the only one that can fix this. I'm the only one who knows about this.
Well, right.
That's right at his beck and call whenever he needs it. It's scary.
And this dates back, like you're seeing in all the Twitter threads and people posting everywhere, you know, they're blaming the other political side and this is all Trump. It's not. It started long before. Trump is exacerbating it, but this started long before that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's a sideshow to it.
Yes.
Right? Like, clearly this is a centuries-in-the-making problem. You know, if you want to deal right with the actual problem, it's the officer kneeling on the guy's throat for nine minutes.
Yes, of course it is.
Like, let's not take our eyes off the prize here.
Right.
If those things don't happen.
But you, like, to me, before Donald Trump, I can remember I despised George W. Bush.
Yeah, but you're a pop punk kid of the 90s. What are you going to do?
He would have been in front of the media calling for de-escalation because it's, even if you don't believe him, that's what you do as the president, right? Like,
he would be,
this president is incapable of doing that. Like, at least George W. Bush was a bad president.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is just a douchebag.
George W. would be up there saying, I do believe that humans and fish can coexist.
Right.
These sorts of things. And you would say, that guy, what a hick. You see him at the G7 and he's got his cowboy boots on and whatever else.
Right.
And then now you see him in comparison to Trump and you're like, what a statesman.
Yes. We need more of that.
That guy could have been, you know. He could be Lester Pearson in The Second Coming. I have no idea what's happening there.
Right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable what one worse president will do to make you look fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just wonder, you know, the election is 6 months away. He's already shown he's willing to change the rules on the fly. And
well, and he's already showing that he's willing to, you know, blame write-in ballots or anything if it doesn't go well for him come.
Despite the fact that he's a write-in ballot in the state of Florida, as is his new communications director, whatever. And she's out there spewing every day that it's a terrible way to do things, and she's voted in 8 of the last 9 elections by mail.
Clearly didn't count.
No.
But yeah, so all I'm saying is he's already sort of papering the way for...
Yeah.
It was rigged. It's going to leave a lot of, even if he doesn't win.
Yes.
It's going to leave
that's exactly right.
He's discord.
Planting that. Yep.
Yep.
When I lose, it won't be legit. So be prepared to rise up. Right. Yep. Like,
yep. But
go ahead.
Did you get an idea on, I know in Toronto there was a march. And they marched on Toronto Police Headquarters. You get an idea for the numbers in that?
No, I didn't. What I can tell you that I spent my Saturday doing was several hours long, multiple calls with a friend of mine who is living in a, you know, racially split town in the United States. And it marched literally right under her apartment window. And we had been talking throughout the afternoon on Saturday and she said, like, it's here, Like, they're marching in most cities, and this city in particular has a history of racial divide and whatever, but right now it seems mostly peaceful. And at 6:30, she went down because there's a group of people that live in her building or in the complex of her building, and they take their dogs out to this fenced-in area and let them run, and the group of them kind of socialize and hang out.
Drink their raspberry Zinfandel.
Sure. So at that point, it is about 6:30. It's still daylight. And the march is passing by. It just happens to be there at that time. So most of the people are friendly. They have signs and they're doing their thing and they stop and they tell you why they're there and then they carry on. But there are some that are clearly, you know, there for different reasons that start smashing windows of across the street. There's a bar and a restaurant that she goes to all the time with her friends, just to obviously pretty close to home. I have good experience with that. It's a shitty bar, but it's here. So I'm going to go to
honestly.
It.
That's how shitty bars continue to thrive.
Right. And so they're smashing out windows and stuff. And a couple of her friends run over to interject. And now you're almost inflaming the situation. And she called me multiple times. And like one of them was at like 10:30. She's like, I have to take the dog out to piss before bed. Just talk to me, right? Like, just be on the phone. Like, I don't think it's still here, but I'm a little nervous. And she said when she's in her apartment, I'm not nervous. Like, no one's going to break into my building and come up on my knock on my door specifically. But I'm worried about, like, there's people setting fires and shit. And the whole time that I'm on the phone with her, I can hear cop megaphones in the background. This is now an unlawful gathering. Leave the area. And there's sirens everywhere. There's gunfire you can hear off in the, I can hear. Forget what she can hear. Like, over the phone, I can hear gunfire off in the distance. And so there is this, you know, people always use the term white privilege, and I used to bristle at it a little, but man, we talked about it. I've never had to face down anything like that, and neither is she. And she said, like, I find this interesting. I'm here. I'm experiencing this, right? I'm a little scared. I'm, you know, a 28-year-old woman, 29-year-old woman here by myself, and I got to take the dog out for a walk. I don't love it. But, you know, it's just different, right? She's never seen anything like that. And I've certainly never seen anything like that.
Come on.
Yeah, honest to God. But to see it through her eyes, right, or to hear it over the phone, these explosions and these, you know, the megaphones and stuff. Man, it's just, we don't see that shit here, right? Like, our buses get delayed 12 minutes coming across Rideau Street because there's a protest on the hill.
Are you kidding me?
And then eventually they get out of the way, but you're still like, oh, fuck that, right? Like,
it took me an hour and 15 minutes to get home from work. I am pissed.
Right.
Yeah. So, I know that feeling.
That's how, and that's the privilege, right? I guess. And so that's how I spent, you know, was getting it secondhand through.
Well, and I was on Twitter. I was just sort of,
a ton of videos.
I made some fantastic cod burgers.
Oh
man, a dynamite, Matt, dynamite, with a homemade sort of tartar sauce, you know, spicy tartar sauce.
Yeah, okay.
Woo! Anyways, I took a little time, watched a movie last night, but in between the two things, I was checking out, and there was a tweet saying, why don't you ever see the police at a KKK rally? It's the same reason you don't see Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana in the same place.
I saw that too.
Oh my goodness, that is provocative talk.
So as long as we're doing this, I saw a great one that was, can't believe coronavirus blew a 28-3 lead over racism. And then all kinds of awesome, awesome replies that was like, racism had home field, like Corona had no chance in America, right? Like, whatever.
Yeah, you got to come with something bigger. It's got to be something way bigger than coronavirus.
Racism is undefeated at home.
See, we're laughing. We're laughing, but it's...
Well, you have to, right? Like, that's serious shit.
Do.
It
of
is
course
what it
you
is.
Do.
But gallows humor is a thing.
Yeah, black humor is often the best.
Easy.
Yeah.
Dark humor. Is that better? I don't know.
I am not entirely sure.
What do you think as we kind of segue out of this?
Well, it's because we were virtually taking in this.
Yeah, this it was on TV.
This writing from afar. It was on TV.
Right. It's just another show. It's an internet thing, and it's a whatever. And that's what I said, being on the phone then later and hearing it that way through somebody else's scared voice, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still 1,000 miles away, but it's a little more real now, right? Like,
it's the same
it's
way.
It's affecting someone I know.
It's the same way you're going to take in concerts, Matt.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, I do want to mention this wasn't a frivolous reason to be out on the street, certainly, but I would expect to see in a week and a half, we are going to see a corona spike again in the US, right? Like across America, there's been people out, most of them not in masks, in very close confines.
Honestly, I was looking at a picture of, it was a short video clip of people cleaning up a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh man, there was people neck and neck, like people tight. Like it's
almost like you forgot. Well, you didn't forget. Maybe some people did. There was priorities though, right? And well, we better fix this and clean that. And of course, last week we mentioned the party in Trinity Bellwoods at the same time. There was one that I mentioned, Lake of the Ozarks, down in the US. And of course, we have our first positive test from someone who was at the party at the Lake of the Ozarks. I think that was almost inevitable, right? As you're watching the video, you're like, all right, I see where this is going already. We'll see. We're probably still a couple days early before another Toronto explosion in, or cluster, I guess they're calling them.
Yeah, right? Did you see the number? The numbers in Ontario outside the GTA versus inside the GTA? Yeah.
Well, Windsor, I guess, has a pretty bad too. But it's Windsor and Toronto for the most part that are spiking these, right? Like
people do better.
Yeah. Yep. You did reference, we sent along a thing. We'll post the article on Twitter at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/Tall Can Audio. Have you ever been to the Montebello
Rock Fest?
Yeah.
I have not. It's usually a dirt fest, I think.
Like, explains why I've been interested in going a few times.
Okay, like Voivod, I think, and you have like Typo Negative and
Anti-Flag.
Yeah, see, exactly. Shit that you're like, nobody listens to that, honestly. Yeah. So, it's sort of, I believe, anyway, that's what's happening with the Montebello Rock Fest.
So they have decided, since obviously, like most people, they've had to postpone the festival or cancel it for the year, they're going to give you the option to pay, and I can't even remember how much it was now. It wasn't a terribly restrictive amount. It's in the article that we'll share. That you can log into their website, essentially, and watch past festival performances for the span of when the festival would have run. And in principle, I don't hate that idea. Now they're advertising it like it in quotes, it's just like you're there. And that you should stop doing, right? Like your shitty TV speakers in your living room by yourself while your kid's running around. It's not quite like you're there. Yeah. But I know what they're trying to do, right?
And overflowing porta potties.
Yeah.
Right there
could happen.
In my house.
It's the next morning.
I got people and really your kids. For anybody who has been to a festival or an outdoor, your kids running around and talking is like being at a festival.
Yes.
There's douchebags talking away. There's people talking in behind you. Where are you going after the concert? It's me. And you're like, if I could cut you with this solo cup, I would do it right now.
Are you channeling your inner sister-in-law right now? Or?
Yeah, no, because that was me who was drunk and nattering away at that time, and you, but
yeah, for sure. And we were fine with it in that moment.
Yeah, hey, that Rush set was about 28 songs long. It got long.
It wasn't good. It was not good.
It got long in the middle. I got shit to do.
I've paid for this, yeah, but I'm here. I'd rather be doing something else.
I remember how indignant the guy in front of me was when I said, I'm going to piss right here.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm way in the middle here. I can't go all the way back there. He's like, oh, no, you won't. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, buddy. I don't know what you think you're going to do.
The chances that I do just went through the roof from where they were a minute ago.
And the next time I piss in this open field will be at least the second time. So back off.
See you soon, collective soul.
It's a long time in between the Sam Roberts set and collective soul, man. I'm telling you right now.
In principle, I like the idea. And there have been a few bands and musicians that I like that are doing like sets from home. They all sound like shit because it's just them on their iPhone camera or whatever. But I have time for that, right? Like I'll sit back and I'll watch like Brian Fallon's every week. Brian Fallon's doing one with a different musician that he likes, right? And they take turns covering each other's songs on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
That's been kind of fun.
Max from the Urkels.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of them, right? But I don't know about paying for old ones. Right, like stuff that, like if you were someone who went to Montebello every year, are you likely to pay for something you've already seen? I get that it's kind of supporting.
I want to see that Mammoth set from 2014, man. That's what I want to see.
Like here, I had already purchased a festival pass for Blues Fest. And they just sent us an email not too long ago that said, obviously, we're not having Blues Fest. We're going to offer refunds, but we are encouraging you to leave your money in. And here are the acts that we have confirmed that were supposed to be here this year that will come next year. And, you know, consider the fact that we have employees and support the festival and all these sorts of things. And I get that, right? They're trying to get you to engage with them and keep their money. And I kind of get that, but they did offer the opportunity to get out.
Most of the big acts for Blues Fest have committed to coming back.
Yep. But there, I think they had to still offer the option, right?
No,
there are people who need the money back. Like
for sure.
My job or whatever it might be.
Yeah. I could use that $180 or whatever the event pass was.
Yeah.
I think Rage has committed to coming back.
Rage is back. Alanis is back. Blink is back. Blue Rodeo has committed.
I know. It's not nothing.
Well, I'm just saying those were headliners on different nights, right?
No. But to me, I because of a variety of different things that I've committed to financially this year, Rage, I would love to see. Yep. And I didn't. But now, guess what? I got another chance next year.
Right.
Sorry for you suckers who committed this year.
Do you think that, I guess really my only question is, what do you think of the model?
I think at the end of the day, you and I are sitting here talking about Montebello Rock Fest. And at the end of the day, if they can get a couple of subscriptions, it keeps it front of mind,
yeah,
right? It doesn't go away.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a great big hit. I don't.
No.
But I do think that it's a way to keep yourself in the news.
Like, why not just, and like I said, I can't remember the numbers. They'll be in the article that we share. But let's say it's $40 for the weekend. Watch whatever you want. But let's just say.
Okay.
To watch on your TV screen in the comfort of your own home and whatever. Why not have more like a $4.99 a month streaming Netflix and go back and watch, like, clearly you have all these shows back cataloged and I can watch instead of whatever you're going to stream, I can pick and choose any show from any stage from however long this festival has been going on. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Right. And see, cause I just know that there's been years where I haven't gone. There's been things I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back to, we'll use Blues Fest I'm more intimately aware. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go back and check out that Foos.
Yeah.
Concert from last year or 2 years ago, whatever it is, just different things, right? That you go, I'd like to go back and see.
I don't want just the ones that you've chosen to serve up for me. You have a back catalog. Let me pick and choose like I would on Netflix.
I'm with you, Matt. I'm with you. And you should reach out to them with that idea for a small fee.
Yeah. that you know should what? Be directed to us.
I'm going to come, not you, man, totally you. Right in your pockets, my friend, because to me, that is the way it should be. Your idea, you profit, my friend. But I'm willing to be your hype man.
Sweet.
No problems. Just tell me.
My idea, my profit. I didn't book a single act or a single venue or a single stage or whatever, but give it all to me, man.
Is that something you might be interested in?
Yes. All the money for none of the work? I would absolutely be interested in that. I think
I'm gonna pitch this idea right now.
Sounds like your drink is empty.
Man, my drink is sadly empty.
My beer is also damn close to empty.
Okay, so. And that was the Rye Stout.
Bad Moon Rye Stout from the Stallworth Brewing Company in Carlton Place.
Super.
Fucking delicious, man.
Okay, and that's the stout. I'm interested in what happens with the porter.
It's a double chocolate porter.
Ah, see, Matt's already.
Imperial, 7.6%.
Ah, see.
Tall Can Sports in a day or two. Make sure you check back in.
Bring the Imperials and the double hopped. Bring those right my way. I will take those.
Bring it.
Bring it.
That's Audio Whiplash. Make sure you're giving us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Tall Can Audio, Facebook.com/Tall Can Audio, and on your podcast app, wherever you're listening right now, hit subscribe, hit follow. We'll catch you all on the next one.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.